Live from the TSX in Nice, it's the 4th of April, and here is Eric Sloof with another Twilight Zone interview. I'm standing right next to the famous Scott Harold. He runs, maybe you can tell us yourself, you have a very large website.
Some would say I actually have a website. It hasn't been updated in about 3 months, ever since we put the information about the new book, then we just stopped posting. We're too busy writing.
About the book, the successor of the Advanced Technical Design Guide, I spoke to Mike Leverick, and he was very proud that his part of the job was already done. How is your part of the job?
For Mike, it's very easy to say that his part is done when he was already about 80% done when he started in the first place. From our perspective, we had a very high standard from the original book. So we want to maintain that standard with the new copy of the book. So one of the things that we want to do is, everybody knows the best practices now if they've read the first book. The best practices are translating into VI3 very similarly. So we realize that if we just take the original copy of the book and add 100 pages and try to cheat, people aren't going to get the benefit of a new version of that book. So my personal job for the new book is digging down deeper technically with some source code access that I have through VisionCore. I'm able to see exactly how the VM kernel functions, how the storage stack integrates into the VM kernel, how the network infrastructure, the network TCP/IP kernel is loaded all into the VM kernel. I'm able to discuss some of these things in the book and give people who know even just design of ESX and how ESX in function is supposed to really supposed to work. I'm going inside of these components and telling people how it really works and how it translates all the way through the virtualization layer.
Okay,
and
that's nice.
And a new standard for everybody and providing new benefit for everybody. And it's going to be a very, very thick book.
Okay. I'm really anxious to read it. I heard somebody say that it's around summer, that it's maybe ready.
They were lying to you. Must have been Mike Leverick. Probably in the U.S., we're hoping for 3 to 4 months from today, April 3rd, 3rd of April, 4th of April. I can't keep track in different countries anymore. 3 to 4 months in the U.S. Because of shipping times and distribution in Europe, 5 to 6 months. We are looking at ways to distribute it electronically online. It helps it get it to you faster, and we get money faster.
Okay. Something completely different about VisionCore. ESX Ranger, the most famous product of VisionCore. How enthusiastic are the people right now?
Everybody wants to see all of the new stuff that we're doing. If anybody had a chance to catch my presentation that I gave yesterday, it's all about tearing down the barriers between the virtual layer and the applications and operating systems, and realizing that while things can be done differently with virtualization, there's still a lot that can be leveraged from inside of the operating systems, inside of those guests. And that's one of the main technical directions of VisionCore, is if somebody wants to, straight from an image-level archive of a VMDK file, restore somebody's user mailbox or get a SQL table, be able to have that capability within the ESX Ranger product to pull one mailbox out of the NTFS file system inside of a VMDK file inside of our compression format. And we have that level of understanding of every one of those components where we're going to be able to do, not in the near future, I think of things 12 months out at a time, of having this level of integration where the virtualization layer, the guest operating system, and the applications are all viewed at the same time instead of independently, which they are right now across every company that you talk to that's looking at virtualization.
Okay, Scott, thanks for the interview, and have a nice TSX.
Thank you. You guys too.
Eric Sloof was just an average guy from Holland. First, he was on the radio. Then he went to the bathroom. Now, he's in the Twilight Zone. Forever.